Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's October 17th, and I'm wearing an Oakland A's new era 5950 with a Battle of the Bay side patch purchased from Hat Heaven and a high-road jersey purchased from Oaklandish. On October 9th, we talked about crosstown World Series matchups, 14 of which have occurred between teams from the Big Apple. The very first interurban matchup was in 1906, just the third fall classic ever, between the Cubs and the White Sox, with the Southsiders knocking off the Westsiders 4-2. In 1944, it was St. Louis's turn, where Sportsman's Park saw the tenant Cardinals defeat their landlord Browns, also 4-2. 45 years later saw the West Coast's first Metro matchup, although not the first between the two clubs, as the New York Giants had beaten the Philadelphia Athletics in 1905, while the A's emerged victorious in 11-13. Oakland would sweep for their first title since the three-peat in 72 through 74, but the result paled in comparison to the journey because on this date in 1989 at 5:04 p.m., the Loma Prieta segment of the San Andreas Fault System let loose, unleashing catastrophic destruction across the Bay Area. The first earthquake ever seen by a live national audience, those 18 seconds knocked ABC's video feed off the air, but thanks to their production truck's diesel generator and their ability to book satellite time on the fly, ESPN became the world's go-to that night, as recounted in their excellent 30 for 30 film, The Day the Series Stopped. The worldwide leader, indeed.